Well, it's not exactly a Volkswagen, okay, a populist car of the people. It may be a little bit pricey, but it's going to be green, even though you can get it in more than one color.
You can get it in white.
General Motors announced yesterday their electric Chevy Volt is going to get three-digit fuel economy, all right, 230 miles per gallon in city driving, calling it a game changer in the inevitable marketing
jargon.
Everybody
calls everything a game changer.
So come up with something better.
Is the game never the same?
But you've driven one.
I have driven one. I got the opportunity to drive the Chevy Volt, and without making any proclamations on whether it's going to get 230 miles per gallon, it's an extremely cool car. It's totally silent. No, it's silent. And to prove to me, this one was a hydrogen fuel, and to prove to me how safe it was, that I put my face up against the tailpipe, and it just got bedewed by little specks of water. That's it. Yeah. I mean, it's an extremely cool. It has lots of pep and zip and
so
silent
dogs
and clean.
Chasing the tailpipe of the Chevy Volt will only find water.
Yeah, they'll get a drink.
But the hydrogen Volt is not the one that's coming
not,
out, right?
We're looking at the electric Volt to be released in 2011.
All right. Well, is this an element of the future, or are we pretty much cobbling together the available technology of the present in the Volt that's going to come onto the market? Our friend Gary Golden, futurist and energy blogger, is here with us. First of all, do you believe the 230 number, Gary?
I do believe it's an accurate assessment of the potential for city driving, and most people believe that they will be able to have triple-digit miles per gallon with typical suburban highway driving as well. But real-world driving is likely to be much below 230.
That's based on the statistic that mm-hmm. the majority of city driving is less than 40 miles at a time.
Correct.
So if you drive less than 40 miles a time, the reason you're going to get such great gas mileage is this, because that gas engine in the Volt will never kick in. You'll be going on electric power only.
Correct. So what the game changer is really cost. So miles per gallon gets a lot of headlines, but really what General Motors should be promoting is that they've been able to drop the cost of an electric drivetrain. That's
cost
the big
story. Cost of operation. Right?
Correct. Cost of building an electric propulsion system.
And could that be the last time you say game changer?
Probably not.
Okay, yeah, probably not. Yeah, I can see by the way you look. But look, the modern day assessment of whether a car is environmentally sound involves not just looking at the car; it involves looking at the entire manufacturing process. And there are some issues with getting raw materials for batteries and electric motors, and the environmental consequences of even manufacturing this vehicle. Has GM figured all that out?
I would expect that they have. There haven't been many public statements about it, but most of the batteries are actually likely to be manufactured in Asia rather than the United States, so some of those things are out of our hand. But the environmental footprint of an automobile is much greater than the fuel that you use to propel it.
And 40,000. I mean, GM needs to do something that's going to be huge here. Is it bringing out a $40,000 car that they probably aren't going to be able to supply enough of to really make a difference, the real big move for GM here?
Well, it's a first-generation vehicle, so $40,000 price point is actually quite reasonable. And then we'd expect, given the government's role in General Motors today, that there will be a tax credit to bring that price down a little
further. It's at $7,500 already.
That's the expectation.
You know, I was going to ask, when the hybrids first came out, when we first saw the Prius, everyone talked about that as being a fashion accessory. It was very highly priced. All the people at Car and Driver and Consumer Reports said this is not reasonable to think of this as an environmental vehicle. Most people can't afford it. Are we going to expect the same kind of evolution with the Volt?
I would. So the benefit of the electric propulsion system is its cost over its lifetime. So it's much cheaper to run an electric vehicle over the lifetime compared to a mechanical combustion engine, which breaks down.
Well, the lifetime, though, of cars these days is 200,000 miles. Will this Volt run for 200,000 miles? Do we even know that yet?
We don't know. And the challenge with batteries in the first generation of electric vehicles is the batteries are not the end game. And what we need to be looking at is the evolution of electrification of the automobile towards hydrogen fuel cells. That's the true game changer in terms of cost.
Which they're already moving to.
Mm-hmm. So all major manufacturers, Toyota, Honda, General Motors, Kia, and Hyundai, are all now planning production volume fuel cell vehicles, which are electric vehicles, in 2015.
Well, Nissan's got something called the Leaf, which gets, it says, 367 miles per gallon. They might as well have said 2,050 miles per gallon. Nobody knows. It has no tailpipe. No gas is required. A fully electric car, which will go into production next year. I mean, suddenly the Volt is not going to be alone.
No, we're in year zero of the electric age of the automobile. So it's a very exciting time. And I think one of the things we need to be looking at is new applications for electric vehicles. So another exciting project that General Motors has is a partnership with Segway to develop a small urban vehicle that is not owned by an individual, but actually just a service.
Segway are those little stand-up kind of scooters that you see the Target guys on, you know, the security guards
right.
at Target and controlling the
But this
parking.
Is designed with a hand controller. It feels like a golf cart, and you actually wouldn't need to own the electric vehicle. You just buy it per mile.
Isn't there something just a little bit scary about that, though? I mean, the Segway was, let's face facts, was not a big success. GM is having all kinds of problems. They come together, two fiascos.
There is something called the hype cycle in which if something appears and you think, oh, it's going to change the world, and it doesn't, and then it falls off the map. But the Segway technology in terms of operation balance is revolutionary for mobility.
Ultimately, does GM have to sell the sexiness of being green to justify that $40,000 cost? Because in many ways, the cost of operation, just using regular fuel, if you're going to just buy a $10,000 car, it doesn't cost, you know, $30,000 a year to operate a gasoline car.
General Motors needs to sell two things. First, to the government shareholders, that it can build low-cost electric vehicles. That's what it needs to be moving towards. And then to the consumers, it needs to be selling the driving experience. So what's likely to drive General Motors revenue in the years ahead is software, things that take that electric vehicle platform and transform the driving experience for people. So I get in and I want it to perform like a Ferrari. My wife gets in, she wants it to feel like a Cadillac. You switch something in the car using software, and it changes the driving experience.
So
that's the benefit.
Reconfigure, customization. Do you get glimpses of that in your experience, Celeste?
I loved driving that. I felt very cool driving that car.
You would buy one.
I don't have $40,000 in my checking account, but I definitely, were the price lower, I would definitely get one. I felt like I was in Coolville.
So there is a price point issue for you. I mean, you could, you know, go into debt, you know, for
Well, you know,
grand.
I have a pretty reliable car, and, you know, I'm not quite ready to get rid of my beloved Pontiac Vibe. But I loved the Chevy Volt. I fell in love with the Chevy Volt. Yeah,
well, getting the Celeste Headleys off the fence, I think, is really sort of a good statement of the challenge for General Motors.
Definitely, definitely. But most people that experience electric propulsion systems describe it as a better drive than mechanical systems.
All right. Well, Gary Golden, futurist energy blogger, talking about the Chevy Volt. It claims 230 miles per gallon in city driving. Will it be a
game
changer?
Yes, that's the question. Thanks so much,
Our
Gary.
Listeners can win.